Borzu Dereghahi is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He's just returned from Iran, and he joins us now from Beirut, where he's based. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So as we just heard from Mike Schuster, today's demonstrations were part of the opposition movement. Remind us what exactly the opposition wants.
Well, it started out wanting to question and have a reconsideration of Iran's June presidential election. But since the re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the subsequent protests and the crackdown, it does appear that the aims have somewhat changed. At this point, it's not exactly clear what they want. It's a blood sport in many ways. They want to damage this government, which they consider a puppet regime that is backed by the Revolutionary Guard and reactionary elements within the Revolutionary Guard.
As the opposition becomes a bit more radicalized, as you say, becomes more of a blood sport, have they been able to hold on to their broad-based support, or has the support for the opposition changed?
It seems that the opposition has gained ground in the 6 months since I've been there. I was there during the elections and briefly for a few weeks immediately afterward. And it does appear by all measures, really, that they've gained ground, that they've expanded their horizons geographically. And anyone who goes on YouTube can see that the videotapes of demonstrations that were once only from Tehran and a few other major cities are now all over the country. In addition, it seems like they've expanded their demographic base. Now you have many of Iran's ethnic minorities identifying with the movement, as well as people who are part of the working class. A blacksmith came up to me on the street and wanted to talk and say that, you know, we're not just a few people, we are many.
You know, despite what you've been describing, there has also been a very powerful crackdown since June on the protesters, with trials and imprisonments and lots of reports of police brutality. Are some people scared by that? Has that kind of intimidation tactic worked?
Well, I think it's kind of it's a Middle East government. My editors always joke, Middle East government tortures dissidents. You know, big surprise. So I think that's kind of a dog bites man story, that there is a crackdown. I think it was very expected, especially since the government considers the Green Opposition Movement a kind of tool of Iran's foreign enemies. But I think what's most surprising and what the big story of the Green Movement is that the pressure does not seem to have worked. And the traditional tactics of the past, you know, using street tactics to stop protests, hurting people, putting them into prison, having what critics describe as show trials, none of that has really worked, and it worked in the past. And I think that's one of the most extraordinary things we've seen about this Green Movement.
So if the traditional tactics aren't working, does the government have other tools up its sleeve? Might they try something else?
They could make a deal. I mean, I think that would be the what many people are kind of confused about, and it takes a little bit of analysis about, is that because it's so obvious that there are so many social forces arrayed against the hardline establishment that represented by Ahmadinejad. Why not make a deal with the opposition leaders, at least, Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi? And that's one option they have, but it doesn't seem like they're moving in the direction of making a deal.
It's often very difficult for people who represent Western news outlets to actually report from Iran. Now that you've been there, what is it that that perhaps people don't know about the country that they should know?
Well, I just think it's really extraordinary how much ordinary life is continuing there, and people are going to work, they're going to the jobs, they're going to their classes. But there is this underlying tension, as well as the kind of realization that a lot of people have taken on this part-time job of being, you know, activists. But, you know, still, on the surface, life looks very normal.
You say almost like a part-time job. They take it that seriously. They spend that much time with it.
No, absolutely. I mean, the people who are, and these are not, it's interesting, they're not your traditional political types. But they see this as important. You know, I'm talking like, you know, a 64-year-old housewife who goes to all the demonstrations and has been beaten and, you know, shows off the place where her bruise on her arm for the last demonstration, saying, you know, it's not going to stop me from going out.
Borzu Deragahi is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He was speaking to us about his recent trip to Iran. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.